Okay, so once again, today we're on Simon Sadi. We will continue with Yolches, so we're in the middle of Yolches, page 254. So yesterday we saw an interesting discussion between the Macham and the Ramah about someone who is Toras Omnas, so someone who learns constantly. So do we make that person come to shul? So the Rav Machaber says, no, we don't. He could stay in his house and stay in the room that he learns, but he should get a minyan. The Ramah says that no, even without a minyan, since he is constantly learning Torah Sonos, we don't want to waste one moment of his time. But, and this is what we finished off with yesterday, but such a person shouldn't make this a habit, because the Amei Aretz won't understand. They'll be Danim Lekav, they won't be Danim Lekav Zchus. They won't judge him favorably, and they'll say, well, you know, if he doesn't have to, so I don't have to daven either with a minyan. I could just daven home too. I could do that too. So we're on the very last line upstairs in the Machaber, which is really the Ramah. And the Ramah says, V'kol shekein shelo yaseh b'Torah b'beis haknesses b'zman shatzibur ormim slichos v'tachanunos. That also, certainly, a person, if they're in shul, they shouldn't be learning. You know how important learning is. But they shouldn't be learning while the tzibur is saying slichos and tachnunos, right? They're saying maybe extra things. They're saying things a little longer. So he has time. So he shouldn't be learning then, as Shabura says. And certainly not during the time during Kriya Satori. You see this in, not Rosh Hashanah, not in this shul, but in other shuls, you know, the only time they have to learn is only during Kriya Satori. Right? You know, all the time you can't see them. But during Kriya Satori, they have the Gemara open, they're learning. So the only problem is they must have missed this halacha where the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, during Kriya Satori, you're not supposed to be learning. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says, how about a case like this? And sometimes this comes up. What happens if a person already davened? They finished davening. They daven maybe at a different minyan, whatever the case may be, very easily can happen. And they're sticking around for the second minyan, let's say, so they can answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. Right? But they davened already. They already davened. So that person, again, could, while any of these things are going on, the Chofetz Chaim says that person could learn. Because that person davened already. If you're davening, though, if you're participating in the davening of the tzibur, so then you shouldn't be learning that. Okay, page 246, your test. Famous halacha. I'm sure you're all familiar with this halacha. Yikva makom l'tfilaso. A person should set a place where they daven, for their davening. Shlo yeshanuhu. And you shouldn't change that place. Imlo l'tzarech, unless there's a need. Like somebody sitting in your place, so you don't want to get out, right? So vein dai b'mashik v'alo beis haknesses lispal. And when we say you should set a place to daven, that doesn't mean, well, I daven at this shul. But you know, rather elo gamba beis haknesses shekavuba. But even the place where you do this is where you daven. I mean, here we see that the Machaber is obviously saying you shouldn't float around to different shuls, right? That's obvious. But even the place where you do daven, the place, the shul, the congregation, whatever, the synagogue, tzarech sheyehe lo makom kavua. You have to have a set place. Very interesting halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that we find this from Chizkiyahu. See this from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu says, Vayeshkin v'bokar elam akom ashar matsham es p'nei Hashem. Then Avraham Avinu got up the next morning and davened to Hashem in the same place where he was davening before. So you see that he had a place to daven. He had a set place to daven. And so therefore we learn from Avraham Avinu, should have a set place. The Chofetz Chaim also says in the Mishnah Berurah that even in your house, you should have a set, on the off chance that you have to daven at home, that you should also have a set place in the house where you should daven, so that the people of the family don't bother you, right? We all know if you put yourself right in the middle of the living room to daven, might be a nice place to daven, but you know, all sorts of traffic's going on there. So that's not exactly the best place to daven. So therefore, now again, we're not talking about, you know, facing east and all that, obviously, but we're talking about a place so that a person could focus, that people in the family or whatever will not bother you. And this is the same idea that we have really with this halacha. It's very interesting. People tell me this is definitely true. Like, you know, I have pretty much set spot. But, you know, like sometimes during duchening, right, a few times, you know, during yantiv, so when I move to the center, so, you know, it's a different place, you know, like, it's hard to concentrate because, boy, you know, like, don't notice this. You know, you have a different angle, you have a different way of looking at something, so then you get distracted very easily. Oh, you know, I never noticed that before. You know, I didn't know we had that. I didn't know, you know, and it becomes distracting. It messes up your davening. This way, if you're always in the same place, so then you know, there's nothing, you know, it's everything's the same. So you could focus better. The Mishnah Berurah also says that what's considered a set place? What's considered a set place? So obviously, Baruch Hashem, most people here, you know, have a set place. Which is good news for me because I could tell who's missing because, you know, like, he's not here today. So, but that's not the reason. The reason is we mentioned before. But the Chavetz Chaim says in Mishnah Berurah Samach, that when we talk about a set place, we're talking about it has to be within four amos. In other words, wherever you are, you know, like, you know, your seat's a little off than it was yesterday. So that's not a big deal, right? It's a little off. We see a similar halacha by Rachmanasan, somebody loses a parent. So they have to move their place where they daven. That to be Mashana Makom. So again, the same idea applies, that when we say you have to move, how far? About 20 rows back? So again, we see four amos. If a person moves four amos, then that's considered a different place. So that's what a person should do. And again, Baruch Hashem, here in the shul, we pretty much have that down for the people are careful about this halakh, amongst other things. Yes, Dr. Punch.
Let's say your place isn't necessarily the best place. Once in a while, let's say a place by the wall opens up or something where you know the covenant generally, we say that
you should stick by this original place.
Stick to your original place, even that would be better than secure.
And certainly you shouldn't take up somebody else's place.
Oh, no, but let's say they're not there. They're on vacation or out of town, you know that.
So. Yeah, well, I don't know. It reminds me of a story of a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine. His wife got a job in the Breuer's community. You know, the Yakas, everything is exact, right? Exact. So he told me to me it was amusing. To him, I was but he's a funny guy, so I think he thought it was funny too. He said the first Shabbos that they were in Washington Heights, so he walks into the main shul. Heard it's stunning, but I've never been there, unfortunately. And he walks in and he puts his hat on the hat rack and he goes in and he puts the talus over his head and he starts davening. And he finds a place, there's some empty seats. He goes, sits down, starts davening with the talus over his head. So all of a sudden he gets a tap on his shoulder. I don't know if I should say this on tape. Maybe we'll stop the tape here and I'll continue.